expected soon to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court following weeks of controversy stemming from sexual assault accusations and attacks on his character and temperament. AP's Warren Levinson tells us this is all possible after key votes Friday.
Maine Republican Susan Collins became the decisive vote for Brett Kavanaugh, declaring him a qualified and objective judge.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court.
Collins says she didn't see evidence to back up charges that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted a girl when they were teenagers. Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he'll be the only Democrat to vote yes. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska will vote no, which would make the anticipated tally 51-49. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Tokyo Saturday. It is the first stop of his three-day tour of East Asia. He is holding talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Foreign Minister Taro Kono. They are expected to cover Pompeo's visit to North Korea on Sunday. Trade also will likely be on the agenda. In Pyongyang, Pompeo is expected to hold denuclearization talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and possibly talk about another summit with U.S. President Trump. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Denis Mukwege, a doctor treating victims of sexual violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as Nadia Murad, a Yazidi human rights activist and survivor of sexual slavery by Islamic State in Iraq. Both have been acknowledged by world leaders for their work to end sexual assault. The Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, and Chemistry were awarded earlier in the week. The Nobel Memorial Prize for Economic Sciences will be awarded on Monday. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are gearing up for a major relief operation to help the survivors of the earthquakes in